keeping an eye on the Bogong moth in the Alpine region for the past 27 years.
They've already been up to the Cabramara site, and there's millions of moths up there, actually, so it's certainly going to be a very big year. And the most I've seen around Canberra.
So we could be on track for a good year.
We could.
And it could be some weeks before the Canberra invasion comes to an end. Inside Parliament House, it's led to some newsrooms taping signs to their doors, warning the moths not to enter. Other signs invite moth-eating birds to come inside. Vacuuming provides temporary relief from the Bogongs, but within the hour, they've regrouped. They might have lost the battle, but they're winning the war. So maybe the answer is to just let Bogongs be Bogongs. Silence, Carlin, with that report. And our poll in tonight's edition at AM will be back at the same time tomorrow. Don't forget, AM in the morning and the World Today at lunchtime. ABC News keeps you up to date with bulletins from the hour. I'm Mark Crom. Thanks for being with me this evening. Good night.
Australian Network for Pacific Sports and 360. A series dedicated to showcasing Pacific Island sport and culture. NRL, rugby, football of all sorts. Netball, cricket, indoor and outdoor sports. From player profiles and interviews to training tips and family life. Pacific Sports 360. Check AustralianNetwork.com for your broadcast time.
From high office, a thought in 55 years of Boyalecta history, a serving government unit. So much of this role is about listening to people's stories. Personal stories of struggle and overcoming. That once heard, we can never walk away from. So join us for this special occasion when Her Excellency, the Honourable Quentin Bryce, delivers this year's Boyalecta.
Thursday at 6:30 PNZ time on Radio Australia. It's 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time and in Honiara, 6 o'clock in Brisbane and Port Moresby, 5 o'clock in Delhi, 4 o'clock in Perth and Hong Kong, and 3 o'clock in Phnom Penh. I'm Prue Bentley, leading the news this hour.
Around Australia, this is ABC News Radio, and across Asia and the Pacific, Radio Australia.
Last-minute move to reform the Australian Senate voting system. Egypt's ousted Muslim Brotherhood president has been safe caught, and new research draws links between the resource sector and drug abuse in Solomon Islands. We'll have full finance and weather details for you a little later in the bulletin. In developing lands, Indonesia says it will review its cooperation with the Australian government on people smuggling and terrorism in light of reports that Australia's been spying on Indonesia. The Foreign Minister, Marty Nabilabawa, says it's fair to assume that Australia is spying on Indonesia.